most of the Midwest is still expecting to see a scattering of showers and thunderstorms over the next week that will prove to be beneficial for most of the region's crop areas. We'll look for some of the heaviest rains to still impact the area from portions of Nebraska into Wisconsin and parts of Michigan, and this will include a big part of Iowa. And over this next 7-day period, we'll see rain totals running 1 to 3 inches across that corridor, with some potentials for some 4-inch totals, or at least in a few locations. Now, the majority of that rain event is not likely to perpetuate itself into other areas in the Midwest. And most likely, we're going to see rain totals in the lower Ohio River Basin running anywhere from a tenth of an inch upwards to 3/4 of an inch, that increase in precipitation that some of the computer forecast models were suggesting for the Ohio River Valley for early next week probably won't verify, but we'll keep a close eye on that. Now, the majority of the region will still see very good conditions for crop development. We've erased most of the dryness from the region, except in the southwestern part of the Corn Belt. And some of those areas from Kansas into southern Illinois have seen some steady drying the past several days. And the temperatures have been very warm to almost hot at times, with readings up into the upper 90s in parts of Kansas and Missouri, even as far east as southern Illinois, at least earlier in the week. As we go forward through this next several day period, we'll see a lot of this heat gradually abating from the region. Now, it will take a little while. Temperatures will still be middle and upper 90s here over the next couple of days in Kansas, Missouri in particular, but some neighboring areas in Illinois and western Kentucky. As we get into the weekend and early next week, we'll see temperatures more seasonable in these areas, with a lot of 80s and a few lower 90s expected, and the drying will likely be eased somewhat. Now, we do expect to see some scattered showers and thunderstorms during that period of time that will help take some of the stress down a little bit there as well. All other areas in the Midwest will see a regular diet of upper 70 and 80 degree highs, taking us through most of the weekend and into early next week, and we'll also expect to see the low temperatures at night to stay mostly in a seasonable range as well, and that will include readings that are primarily running in the 60s across a big part of the region. There will be some upper 50s that will occur in the northern parts of the region, and perhaps a lower 70s occurring in those hotter areas in the southwest part of the region. And then for areas outside the Midwest, probably the one area of greatest interest here right now is in the northern U.S. plains and parts of Canada's prairies, where some of the spring grains are being subjected to too much moisture, but it looks like the weather pattern is straightening out up there a little bit, at least temporarily. We'll see a nice drying trend that will help protect some crops up that way from further losses in quality. And at the same time, we're watching the southeastern states and portions of the lower Mississippi River Basin. Those areas are also going to be seeing a net drying for several days coming up. Some rainfall will occur over the weekend, and then we'll see some more drying occurring, especially in the lower Mississippi Basin. But overall, most of the U.S. crops are doing relatively well. The southern U.S. plains will likely stay hottest over this forecast period. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.